Oh, my. How dreadful. Those roving groups of bandits are growing more emboldened with each day that passes. Although I cannot blame them for wanting to get their hands on such a specimen. Violence is certainly not the way they should have done so. Sir? Sir? Are you all right? He's unconscious. Ooh. And badly injured. But far too heavy for me to carry him on my own. Nothing a little levitation spell won't fix. Much better. Come along then, you poor thing. More water is nearly hot in the kettle. The other pot is simmering. Flames are still going at a good level. My hands are completely stained crimson from what I have already managed to wrap and spell. I sincerely hope this man is worth all this trouble. Silly girl. When has a man such as this ever not been worth the trouble? Especially so after a few sips of one of your special potions. He's waking up. No, you mustn't try to move. I have yet to finish tending your wounds, brave adventurer. You were nearly at death's door when I brought you across my threshold. Here, have a sip of water. I have a more powerful dram brewing to help with the pain and speed the healing, but it shan't reach full potency for a few more moments. So you can still speak, although your voice does sound a touch hoarse. What is your name, adventurer? A sensible enough name. You must have a strong family lineage to have such a stalwart name. Simple enough to remember. My name. You can call me yours, if you'd like. Oh, nothing. No need to worry yourself about it. Ooh, the potion must finally be ready. Let me just grab it for you. And to prove that you don't have anything to fear from me, allow me to indulge in a small sip. See? Nothing harmful. No poison or anything of the sort. Take this mug and drink up, warrior. It'll speed your healing. Refresh these impressive muscles. And give your body renewed vigor. There's a good lad. It shouldn't take long to start working. Your wounds may feel a bit itchy and warm as they heal, but it should be over quickly. I did make the potion more concentrated than I normally would, as your wounds were so grave. But you should be back to your peak performance before you know it. It matters not how many times I witness it. The healing of wounds through magical means will never cease to be a sight most fascinating. Your body feels warmer than usual, you say. Let me just lean over and check your forehead. It certainly does feel warmer, but I can assure you it's no infection. Merely a side effect of some of the extra ingredients I tossed into the potion. As I said, it's nothing harmful. I would not have tasted it myself if it were meant to injure you. And why go to all the trouble of patching you up just to then take your life? The Witch of the Midnight Wood has more important tasks than ending the life of a mortal man via magical means. Whew. My. Now that you mention it, I may have gone a bit heavier than I meant to on the dried succubus heart. I'm feeling a touch heated as well. Be a dear adventurer. Unlace this bodice for me so I can cool down. Thank you, darling. So suddenly obedient. That extra punch of the special ingredients is certainly having the desired effect on your demeanor. Now, let's get you out of all these silly, pointless layers. Ooh. Look at the curve of those biceps. Magnificent. Do you like the way I trail my fingertips across the swell of your chest? The sensation of the edges of these sharp nails raising goosebumps in their wake as I trace down the taper of your abdomen. Judging from this tantalizing swelling trapped within your trousers, and the way your breathing is getting heavy, I would say that's a yes. Let's just give it a little squeeze. Ooh. Little definitely isn't the proper term, is it? My. Free that glorious cock for me, darling. Ooh. Perfect. I simply must sample the wares, if you don't mind allowing me a taste. I stroke this thick, dripping cock with my soft fingers. You'd be erupting in no time, wouldn't you? What if I stroke you with something else? Soft and wet. Is this voluptuous form pleasing to you, adventurer? It is no illusion. Simply agelessness granted me via, well, means you need not concern yourself with. Run those rough hands over my supple, eager skin. Feel how wet you've made me. Just from having you in my mouth. try to move yet, darling. You'll stay right where you are for now. I'm about to ride this cock of yours until I've had my fill. And that is exactly what I want from you. As I mount you, like the fine stallion you are, I want your eyes on me. Take those slick fingers of yours and put them between your lips while I sink down on you. Look up at me while you lick those fingers clean, adventurer. Taste me as I take what I need. Your eyes are so intense. I can't wait to put that tongue to better use later. Tell me you love the way my juices taste. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, yes. Lift those hips and thrust up harder into me. The muscles in these thighs of yours are just right to lean back and hold on to. Yes. Just like that. Oh. I really did add too much of the succubus heart. You just grew bigger inside of me. Oh, it's almost too much. So good. But so large. Give me your hand. You feel that bulge sticking out from my tummy. I'm going to press your hand against it so you can feel the way you twitch and tremble inside of me. I love those little moans falling from your lips. The way your eyes roll back in your head as the sensations overwhelm you. And as they overwhelm me. Oh. Oh. Gods, yes. Oh. That comes so deep inside of me that it fills my womb to the brim. Oh, so hot. So wet. So much that I can feel it pouring down my thighs, even around that thick shaft. I shall go grab something to clean us up. Oh! Rolling me over onto my back and grabbing my hips like that. You're practically feral. You are not sated yet. Oh, it is such a delicious surrender to those chaotic urges. Oh. The effect should be starting to wear off, but I'm glad they aren't just yet. Lift my leg up onto your shoulder. Yes. Deeper. Ah. More. More. I need more of your seed coating my insides. Breathe me. Fill my flesh with your legacy. That's it. A harder. Oh. Harder. Please. Come with me again. Mm. That was you've made me nearly speechless, darling. You'll stay with me a while, won't you? To ensure you're properly healed, that is. Wonderful. This cottage is protected by powerful wards, so we can sleep soundly. Let down your guard, even if it is only long enough to rest for the evening and restore your body after the accelerated healing. And other things.